Communications items, 11:30.
11:30, request of Craig Rogers to address council regarding street fee.
Good morning, Craig. Come on up.
Mayor, commissioners, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Craig Rogers, 11010 Southeast Yamhill Street, Portland. And woke up this morning listening to NPR, and they were talking about a gentleman that had to take a drug test. And the urine sample he provided was actually from his wife. It came back clean, but they also told him he was pregnant. So it just kind of showed me that sometimes you got to look behind closed doors or underneath the table. We recently had a survey where the citizens said that they didn't have a whole lot of trust in city government. It was the lowest in 20 years. 20 years ago was when I first got involved with city government, and we had a city commissioner of parks, who in the paper said he was going to cut down 75 Douglas fir trees. When asked why, he said it's too dark in there. Well, I thought I would get involved at that point, and really that's why I'm here now. So I figured that with regards to the street fee, it's going to be a really big show, and I haven't been disappointed. So when we had PBOT staff come up here one by one, make their presentation about 3 weeks ago, I realized not only is this thing very complicated, but it reminded me of the secret formula Coca-Cola, where no one person knows this. That's how complicated this thing is. And I thought that when you build something, you really need to have your intention right. You need to have a cornerstone, a foundation that this thing's going to work. And I don't think it has that. I think the intention was to never allow the people to vote. That, in part, is why it's so poorly written. Right here, we have where Mayor says, detail's not as important as long as it raises cash. I think that there's a lot of problems with the foundation. I don't think this can be fixed. I think there is a plan B. And if you notice, these which I hope you have in front of you, are two street fees that passed yesterday. And by wide margins, by the voters. So I want you to take a look at that and consider that eventually we're going to end up with something that's good enough for the people to vote. Okay. And thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thanks. Look forward to hearing about